is ContactTalkRadio.com. Consciousness in action. And you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hi there. Do you have an inner voice that says no matter what you do, it isn't enough? Happiness never lasts. No matter how hard you try, you're just not going to get there. Have you ever before heard yourself say, well, if you haven't been there before, so why continue to try? Did you, all of you as my listeners, feel me raising my hands at each one of those? You know that inner voice that each of us has that's so critical sometimes says things to us that we wouldn't even say to our worst enemies. Interesting topic, isn't it? Well, hello and thank you for joining me. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of today's show is Discover Your Soul's Wisdom. And joining me is a very special guest, Susan Weishart. She is the author of Soul Visioning, Clear the Past, Create Your Future. And Susan and I are going to be talking about how important it is to release a lot of those old past habits we have, that critical self-talk we have, and to do it in a way that we can actually create our future. Without that release work, what happens is that that inner critic that we have and that past and those perceptions associated with it actually predict our future even when we try to move beyond that past by changing it. So sometimes changing it can be very, very difficult. It's all a great process and it moves us forward, but wouldn't it be nice to be able to move forward much more effectively and then also shorten the cycle of that inner critic that we all have? So that's kind of a sneak preview of what the show is going to be all about. It's about releasing the past, both mentally and emotionally. And Susan has a wonderful insight into really looking at the past on many, many different levels. So she's going to be sharing that as well. Susan and I are taking your calls. So if you have a question for us about today's topic or even about your health, Susan can approach it one way. Of course, as a medical intuitive, I'll approach it another way. You can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then also international callers, same thing, just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. Another thing I'm very excited beside having Susan on the show today is that Susan and I are going to be offering an online webinar titled Clearing the Past, Creating a New Future, that's going to be happening on August 20th, 2013 at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a 90-minute webinar, and what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing more depth of what we're going to be sharing in today's show, full 90 minutes, to be able to really go in and look at soul visioning and the seven-step process. We'll be touching on it a little bit, but once you start, you read the book and you start understanding the process, and we'll be discussing that, it really has a lot of depth. And one of the things I love about Susan's book is that while it has depth, it's rich with tools, rich with information, and it's something that anybody can do at any time. So what we're going to be talking about in the webinar is we're going to be talking about soul visioning, and we're also going to be talking about the depth of the wisdom of the soul and the kind of information that it can offer, the guidance, the insight that can really help us create the future that we desire. We're also going to be discussing the major obstacles that interfere with our ability to create permanent change. Very, very important part of it because, you know, as human beings, we aim high and we seem to slip. And when we slip, that inner critic, that past comes up, and all it does is feels like it's moving us backwards. Well, Susan and I both know is that it isn't really moving us backwards. It's just asking us to take a different look, maybe look at different options. But wouldn't it be nice to have that permanent change? Also, we're going to be discussing how to identify, forgive, and reprogram that monkey mind, those messages that come from that monkey mind that just keep going and going and going and going. And then also how to move beyond that not good enough syndrome. That's something I'm really finding that's bubbling up when I'm doing the readings now in the last couple months, is that all of us have been blessed and gifted, and not sarcastically said, with this not good enough. It's a wonderful impetus for us to clear that past. And then also, how to install new beliefs using the we to replace old patterns. This is a process that Susan has put together that is in her book, but we're going to be going into a lot more depth. You can actually join us on the webinar three different ways, by phone, on your computer, or by Skype. The cost of the event is $14.95, but right now we're offering an early bird discount. So the cost is only $11.95 if you register on or before August 7th, 2013. And if you do register, you will also get a download of the 90-minute webinar for you to be able to go back and review and re-listen and pick up tips and suggestions that we're going to be offering long after the event. So again, if you register before August 7th, 2013, it's only $11.95. Now, if you're ready to move on, which I certainly am and certainly work on as the rest of us, and then what you want to do is join us, then you can go in and really find ways to clear that past permanently. You can register online on my website at www.ritberger.com. When you go to the home page, you'll notice this beautiful slide that is titled Clearing the Past, Creating a New Future. Just click on it. All the information about the event itself is there, and then you can register right online and then start the process of clearing your past and creating your new future. So again, please visit my website, www.ritberger.com. I actually had purchased Susan's book a little over a year ago, because with 2013 being the year of the soul, I was very interested in, from the standpoint of what tools do we have to be able to really go in. And at the time, honestly, I wasn't looking for things to clear the past. I was just looking for books and tools and opportunities and blogs that had been written about how can we tap into that inner wisdom. And I came upon the book Soul Visioning, and I devoured it. And I thought, you know, one of these days I'm going to put together an event, and I want Susan to be a part of that event. And here we are today doing that sneak preview of it. Susan has actually been in private practice for 25 years as a holistic psychotherapist. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist, a certified hypnotherapist, and an international author of Soul Visioning, Clear the Past, Create Your Future, which is endorsed by Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and Debbie Ford. She has a master's degree in psychology, and she's also the contributing author of Michael Newton's book, Memories of the Afterlife, which I purchased and read the part of it. Very, very interesting, and certainly insightful. And she actually has been trained by Brian Weiss and Michael Newton, both in past lives and life between lives regression therapy. And she uses this with her clients as she's helping them to be able to use soul visioning to be able to find those patterns to clear, and then providing the tools to be able to do it. She actually uses a variety of methods. This was something that I was absolutely intrigued with, and I thought how holistic, and her comment is a holistic psychotherapist, how true this is, because what she does is she uses methods such as past life regression, life between lives regression, hypnotherapy, dream work, energy psychology, EMDR, which if you're a follower of my radio show, you've heard me talk about the effectiveness of this particular therapy that can literally it's almost miraculous. I've experienced it myself, and it shifts the perception so quickly. Also, emotional freedom technique, holographic memory resolution, and then other modalities. And her primary thing is, how can we use the information we already have, access it, and be able to heal our mind, our body, our spirit, and then also how to heal our lives. So, Susan, I am just honored to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. So anyway, you know, one of the first things that always comes up when I'm doing any kind of interviews is I'm always curious, as an author myself, what really encouraged you to write this book, Soul Visioning?
Well, it's several things. Working with thousands of, clients in my private practice and also using it in my own personal life and seeing the benefits, you know, what works, what doesn't work. But a few years ago, The Secret, some of you know the book The Secret and the movie The Secret, mm-hmm. was out and very popular. And what I noticed is, in a lot of the manifestation models, that there were some things that were missing. I had a lot of clients who were saying, look, I'm doing all the positive thinking, I'm saying the affirmations, you know, I'm raising my vibration, but I'm stuck. I've hit a wall. I try to listen to my inner wisdom, but I just can't hear it. I just keep running up against the same blocks. And so maybe they have a great job, but they have challenges in their relationships, or maybe they have great relationships, but they're having, you know, financial difficulties and nothing is going right. Now, why is that? Why is that? And I found that there were some things missing in some of the manifestation models. For example, what part of the mind is doing the manifestation? Is it the ego or the soul? Because the ego can manifest all kinds of things, but not necessarily happiness. And so we need to put the soul in charge of the process. The second thing that I felt was missing is that many of the manifestation models did not address the unconscious mind. 95% of the mind is subconscious. There is a repository of cellular memories, a trunk of junk from the past that sabotage us, and we don't even know where it's coming from. Many of these models focus on acquiring external things to fill up an emptiness. It's an external solution to an internal problem. And so we have ego-limiting beliefs that hold us back. For example, those messages that say, no matter what I do, it's not good enough. You know, happiness never lasts. Life is a struggle. You know, you're guilty. It's like a virus in your computer program that is slowing you down. And you don't even know where it's coming from. The problem is we try to avoid these uncomfortable feelings, you know, by numbing out, anesthetizing ourselves with a variety of distractions, addictions, drugs, alcohol, sex, busyness, food, shopping, work. And now we have internet addictions that keep all of that suppressed, anesthetized, and distracted from. So we have to address these unconscious programs and clear them so we can connect with our soul's guidance to create the life that is the expression of our soul's desire. And so soul visioning starts with the premise that happiness is an inside job. And when we heal those unconscious limiting beliefs and patterns, we can remember our true spiritual identity of abundance, wholeness, and joy. And I found that it worked in my own life. For example, before I wrote the book, Soul Visioning, first of all, I never thought I would write a book. I had intuitives that always said, you're going to write a book someday. And I said, yeah, right.
Been there, done that myself. I understand that one.
I never thought it would, but my soul contract came up a few years ago, and that inner voice said, it's time to write your book and share what you've learned. Well, I said, no, I don't want to. There was a lot of subconscious resistance, and I had to clear my own limiting beliefs to being able to step forward and do my life's work. You know, I had those unconscious programs, you know, from childhood, from this life, that says, who are you to write a book? You know, everything's been written about this. Who's going to read it? You know, those feelings of unworthiness.
Absolutely.
So I had to address those issues But I also had to address past life issues. It's not enough to just focus on this life, because we bring in past life patterns and programs that affect us that we're not even aware of. And I'll give you an example in my own life. One of my lifetimes, I was a nun. It was during the Inquisition. And I think they killed over 50, 60,000 women and accused them of being heretics and witches. So I was one of those people that the church called me before them, the authorities, and said, if you go into silence, we'll spare your life. They accused me of being a heretic. Maybe I was. I still am, I guess. But at any rate, they said, if you go into silence, we'll spare your life. Well, I said, the truth cannot be silenced. Well, yes, it can. I was burned at the stake. Well, let me tell you, that imprinted some pretty deep fears on cellular memories, which carried over into this life. And even though my intellect said, you're safe, they don't burn you at the stake, my gut was saying it's not safe to go out there and talk again about some of these subjects that are sometimes considered heretical. So I had to, you know, clear the drama and the fear of speaking my truth again. That was part of the trunk of junk from the past in my own life. But when I cleared that, synchronicities started happening. It was like my personality was aligned with my soul. And things flowed synchronously. It was like I was in the right place at the right time with the right people. I had a publisher come to me. Usually you have to get an agent and jump through a lot of hoops. But they came to me and pursued me and asked to be the first publisher that I seek out. And so the book was published, and it's gone all over the world and got some wonderful endorsements. So it's an example of when you put your soul in charge of the process and clear the blocks, you're in the synchronous flow, and you can step into your life purpose and allow the soul to be in charge. It's like, who is in the driver's seat of your life? Is it the soul or is it the ego? And
absolutely.
So what I did was I developed the 7-step method for connecting more deeply with your soul's vision. Would you like to hear about that?
Well, I'll tell you what, we have got full lines. I do, and I know we're going to talk about it more on our event, but I do. But can we go in because the lines are full and just start helping some people?
Sure.
Okay, very good. All right, so let's go ahead and take Brian from North Carolina. Hi, Brian. How are you today?
Doing great, Carol. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So as I'm looking at my board here, shocking self-talk. I'm there with you, sweetie.
I've had the self-doubt, and I've worked with that quite a bit, as it was a very predominant voice for a long time. It still comes up. But sometimes just things will just pop into my mind that I am just so glad didn't come out of my mouth, because sometimes they have more to do with external events and my reaction to them. But things from, you know, just saying very uncomplimentary things to sometimes even racial slurs. And I'm like, where in the world did that come from? And then I have to challenge to not beat myself up about, wow, there must be a really crappy person in here somewhere that kind of stuff just pops to mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Susan, I'm sure you can relate to all of that, can't you?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. So what we want to do is try to figure out how, when this bubbles up, first of all, not going into that self-deprecating talk, but also trying to figure out where it comes from, huh, Brian?
Definitely.
Yeah, Susan,
it's
any thoughts?
Somebody that I don't recognize.
Well, exactly, and I think that, you know, what Susan was just talking about with the past lives and stuff might be a part of it. Susan, you have anything you want to talk to him about or share?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it can be programming from this life, internalized messages that, you know, the internalized critic, judging critic that, you know, came from childhood programming, messages that we received in our, you know, upbringing in our childhood. But sometimes the root of it is in a past life. And so what I do in situations like that is with hypnosis, because I do past life regression, is give the subconscious a suggestion, go to the root of this, go to the origin, you know, of this, these thoughts, these feelings, and your subconscious brings to conscious awareness where some of these imprints, where some of these, you know, patterns and limiting beliefs come from. And it's like the subconscious mind just takes you there so that you can be more aware of what's influencing you and begin to re-script that and reprogram it and reconnect more with your authentic self, your higher self.
When doing that kind of a practice, then is it something where I don't necessarily have to be in the moment of that experience to then, okay, well, I need to do this. I can re-tap into that through acknowledging it and then asking that question. I mean, I get kind of got the vision of sort of like this really long file cabinet that opens up, and it's like, there's that file.
it just keeps popping up, doesn't it? And I know one of the things that, you know, with past life, for any of the listeners who are maybe new to it or question it, I'll have get Susan jump in again in a moment. But one of the things with past lives is it's a wonderful process to be able to go in and connect the dots with behavior in this current life. And many times we can't really go in and validate. I've been in experiences where we have somebody in past life that can go back and say, okay, well, I was in the Civil War, this was my name, and lo and behold, we'll find them. But it's the acknowledgement of the past life that starts really that understanding, isn't it, Susan?
Yes, it is. And it's even more than just the acknowledgement of it. It's really healing it and forgiving it and re-scripting it. And doing the healing work of letting it go. Because, you know, sometimes we have guilt that we carry over, that we've internalized, or we have resentment towards other people. So we need to bring closure to that and process through it and release it and unburden it. So it's, in many cases, it's more than just the awareness of it. It's working with it to release it and heal it.
Absolutely. And if it's something that keeps coming up, Brian, that's a reoccurring, and, you know, even, and you're reviewing your life now and you really can't find those roots, then doing past life regression, again, as Susan said, has so much value, is that once you recognize the pattern and you acknowledge and you go in and do the healing work around it, then It's phenomenal, the domino effect it has in that big long file you were talking about. It's phenomenal, the domino effect that it has, that it starts in that clearing process, that domino effect, to the point where it shows up less and less, and the self-talk shows up less and less. So when we look at past lives, like Susan said, the acknowledgement is certainly important, but the healing, going into that deeper part, the understanding, and that's one of the things that we really, even though we can do some of our own regression work to a point, that's one of the values of working with a skilled facilitator, is they can help in that facilitating, because in reality, you set the intention. When Susan works with people, right, Susan, they set an intention.
That's correct.
Then what they do is then she just becomes the facilitator of what your inner self is wanting to bring forward. So have you done past life regression, Brian?
Very small, a long time ago, but not in a healing modality necessarily, more of an investigative, as opposed to, you know,
again, that really is an alignment with your personality. You've got to test before you do anything, you know, drive everything. I mean, that's part of your personality. But the other part of it is that, you know, even if we do regression, and work is, because I started when I came back from my near death, I went in trying to understand things, did regression work, and then just many, many years went by, and then those patterns kept repeating themselves, and then I started realizing, oh, instead of just saying, oh, well, this is a past life, and da-da-da-da-da, it's like, oh, I can use that to be able to heal. So you might want to go back and revisit it.
Gotcha. So then I guess what it sounds like is then that event has tendrils of activity like through time and I guess cellular lines of an individual then. So as you heal that event, then that changes the energy of that those tendrils to become something else.
It does. It changes the memory, doesn't it, Susan?
Yes. And so it's not that it wipes out the memory. It's just that you no longer have to be charged of that memory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just the energetics associated with it. And then cumulative experiences that are touched onto that as well no longer have a charge.
And then it's no longer triggering you in this current life.
Exactly. And one of the things to remember, Brian, is that emotion has an energetic vibration. All of the different emotions that we experience individually has their own vibrational fingerprint. And when we experience that emotion, we send out into the field that vibration, and it goes out and it seeks others who have a similar vibration. And that's why a lot of times we find ourselves repeating the same old pattern, not because we're stuck, really. I mean, we are, but we aren't, not the way we think of it. It's just opportunities for us to be able to release it. And one of the effective ways to do it really thoroughly and to get to the very core, if it is tied to a past life, is to do the regression. So what you're doing is you're really doing that emotional release work and the mental hold it has over how you live your life, because your past predicts your future. And when we don't think about it, our future is like the same old Groundhog Day every day, every year. So anyway, any last thing, Susan, you want to add real quick to that before I let him go?
One last comment, that past life regression works very well when you've tried other things and it's not working and you still feel stuck. Often the root of it is in a past incarnation. So when you feel like you've cleared a lot of layers in this current lifetime, limiting beliefs that you're aware of in this life, and you're still stuck and you just can't figure it out, often the origin of it is in a past life.
Oh, good information. Good information.
Great, yeah.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Very much.
You are so welcome, and thank you, Susan. What we're going to do is Susan and I are going to take a quick commercial break right now, and we'll be right back to talk more about soul visioning. We're going to talk about the 7 steps, and then we're also taking your calls, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Right.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire. Create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at RightBurger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, today's topic of the show is Discover Your Soul's Wisdom. And I have a very special guest, the author of Soul Visioning, Clear the Past, Create Your Future, Susan Weishart. Wonderful, wonderful, wise soul herself. You know, like all of us who write books and who help others in clearing their past, we get to do our own work. And that's one of the things that I loved about Susan was her authenticity and her openness to be able to share the work so that she did personally. And she shares it in her book. If you haven't purchased the book, then I really encourage you to do it. You can go on Amazon.com, and then I'm going to have Susan share some more information. I happen to know it's there. I purchased it from there. But she is joining us and joining me, and we're actually talking about how to really release the past for once and for all using a lot of different techniques and being able to free yourself to create your future. Also, Susan and I are going to be sharing this online webinar, 90-minute webinar that's going to be happening on August 20th, 2013 at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are going to be recording the webinar itself. We're going to be going into a lot more depth. I wanted to have Susan on the show so you could just touch her energy and to touch that authentic nature of who she is and have her talk about this beautiful book and the tools that it has within it. So if you're interested in learning more about the event or you're interested in actually registering online, just go to my website, www.RitBurger.com. Go to the home page on the slides, moving slides, the banner at the top. Click on Clearing the Past, Creating a New Future. It'll have all the information. You can register online. And we are offering an early bird discount. Instead of it being $14.95 to attend, we are offering an $11.95 cost if you register before August 7th, 2013. So, Susan, I do want to talk about the very briefly those seven steps. We still have some callers on the line. We'd like to get them on also. But you know, before we get started, I mentioned that your book is available on Amazon. So why don't you tell us, you know, we know what event we're doing. Why don't you tell us how to get in touch with you, places that we can purchase the book, any events that you might have going on besides ours, and just share with the listeners how they can best get in touch with you.
Okay. Well, probably the best way is to go to my website, which is www.SusanWeishart.com. And it's SusanWiseHart.com. And if you would like to be on my mailing list, just fill out the form, the Contact Susan form, and then you would be notified of my upcoming events. I do teleconference and teleseminars for those people who are out of town. I'm in the Chicagoland area and will be appearing at the Body Mind Spirit Expo, which is in Skokie, just out of it's a suburb of Chicago. I will be doing a group past life regression there. I also do individual phone sessions and Skype sessions for the soul visioning process. So you can contact me through the website. And then maybe what I should do is talk a little bit about the process.
Absolutely.
And let people know more about how that works. And like I said before, it has worked very, very powerfully in my own life. You know, stepping into my life purpose and doing what I absolutely love. And manifesting my soulmate. I had to get to the point, you know, where I felt worthy of that. That, you know, I cleared the barriers in my subconscious mind that was holding me back from feeling worthy of a wonderful, wonderful partner. So when I did this, my own work, and cleared those resistances, I was able to attract in a wonderful partner who's on the same wavelength. And we're doing a lot of this work together. He co-facilitates a lot of the workshops with me. So I know this works from very personal experience in having worked with thousands of people. So what I developed out of working with many, many people is an integration of many different approaches that I found worked and were successful over the many years I've been in private practice. And part of this process is really connecting you with your soul, aligning your personality with your soul, and getting in touch with that soul's guidance, you know, to lead your life and manifest what you came here to do. And part of that process is I ask people to answer the question, if you could wake up tomorrow and have your life be just the way you want it, what would you be doing and feeling in your work, relationships, your health, your finances, your spirituality, under the guidance of your soul? And I have people write down in each of those areas the answer to that question. And then I take people on a guided journey into their future, a soul-guided journey into the future to envision that in holographic reality, meaning that is the state of mind, the state of consciousness, where all potentials exist. And as a part of that journey, I connect you with your ideal future self, that part of you that is wise and compassionate, empowered, lighthearted, connected to the divine. And that ideal future self guides you into this ideal future, and you envision it as if it's happening in this moment. And it's an amazing and empowered and powerful process. And when people are in that state of consciousness, there's a sense of being unlimited, a sense of guidance and intuition that creates that ideal future where you step out of the box of limitation. And people literally glow when they're in their in that state of mind. When I do this work in my office, you know, there's a palpable presence that occurs, a sense of lightheartedness and joy, and a sense of connection with our highest potential. But it's not enough just to envision that. You also have to identify, where are you sabotaging yourself? You know, so I ask the question, what is there any part of you holding back, resisting, saying no to any part of that ideal future? And often there are parts that come up that resist and say, yeah, right, that'll never happen, you know, or happiness never lasts, or, you know, fear of success, fear of failure, you don't measure up. Whatever those programs are that pop up, those are the things that we need to work on to reprocess and clear and restrict to allow the soul to fully manifest your soul's vision without interference. And so once you've done this envisioning and you've identified some of these core limiting beliefs, I teach people some methods of clearing it, some practical self-help tools. And some of those tools are the meridian therapy, which are based on Chinese medicine. It's like acupuncture for the emotions, but without the needle. And your audience probably knows about some of these already, like the emotional freedom technique, which taps on the meridians and, you know, clears the blockages in the energy system. And it's a very, very powerful method and technique. But what I found in using it over the years is people would forget to use it. In other words, they would forget the step of tapping on the pressure point. And so I wanted to find something that was simpler that people would use and remember. And the technique that I found that I liked the best was the WE method, which stands for Whole Health, effortlessly and easily. And basically what this is bilateral brain stimulation. It's a hybrid of the EMDR, you mentioned that previously, the eye movement desensitization reprocessing approach, which is bilateral brain stimulation, with the EFT statement, the emotional freedom technique statement. So basically it's tapping on both sides of the body, and what that does is it shifts you from the amygdala part of the brain, the fight, flight, or freeze part of the brain, into the higher cortical centers of the brain and restores you to a whole brain response so that it clears those stuck energies and reprocesses some of those limiting beliefs so that you can reconnect with your higher self, your true self, which then is unimpeded by, you know, these resistances. So in the webinar, I'm going to be teaching that method, the WE method, and I'm going to be taking people on that journey into their ideal future to envision the ideal future, and then working with this WE process so that you have a tool that you can use on your own. Now, not every issue is going to be cleared on a self-help basis. You know, you can do some of it just like peeling layers of the onion. But some of those core issues, you may need a facilitator to help you process through it. So, for example, if you've tried clearing some of these more conscious memories, but you're still stuck, sometimes you have to go into a past life and get to the root of it and reprocess it and clear it. So that's where past life regression is very, very helpful, to go even deeper and farther back. And a lot of the methods don't add that piece to it, and I think it's very, very critical to do that. And then also, part of the seven-step process is forgiveness. I say forgiveness is the key to happiness. And if we're if we're carrying guilt, whether it's from past lives or this life, it's going to hold you back. It's a block to allowing your soul to fully infuse your personality. So part of the process is some exercises in forgiving yourself and forgiving others and distinguishing, you know, between soul forgiveness and ego forgiveness. So finishing up unfinished business. So we'll be going through some of these processes in the webinar.
Wonderful.
Would you like to, for me to give you an example of someone that I work with a soul visioning process?
You know, I would, but Sandy has been on this line, sweetie. Can we jump on her real quick?
Absolutely.
And then we'll finish out with that? All right. Hi, Sandy from Florida. How are you, sweetie?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, it's okay. It's the first time I've ever gotten in.
Well, very good. And then you're tenacious and persevere and everything else good. Determined. I love it. How can we help you, hon?
Well, you know, this resonates with me about not being good enough. And it's going into my relationship. It's my parents or a lot of it, and I'd like to find a way to resolve this. It's my relationship's not healthy.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I know as a medical intuitive, those inner angst that's created from a lot of the conditioning that we have ultimately surfaces in the physical body in the forms of aches and pains or chronic illnesses, which are associated with chronic thought patterns and so forth. And our body literally becomes an expression of something that isn't, that's kind of eating at us. That in my world, that's always digestive things, or we have an inner irritation about ourselves that comes into the immune system. And so our body literally speaks what we hold inside. And part of the release work with Susan, excuse me, and what she's does is that by doing that inner release work, it does really impact the physical body and the health, doesn't it, Susan?
Oh, Absolutely. It's critical. Many of the relationship issues that emerge are reenactment of childhood patterns. You know, we often internalize our parents' ways of relating, you know, because that's familiar. And we tend to attract partners, relationships into our world that are based on those early relationships. So those patterns keep repeating over and over again. And it's like an aspect of ourselves, the inner child, is trying to get from these other people what we never got from our own parents. And, of course, we often pick people who are similar to our parents, best and worst traits of both parents. And so what I do, for example, is use holographic memory resolution, which is a form of age regression, of doing inner child work where we go back into some of the cellular memories in the childhood imprint of where those aspects of the inner child are still stuck and holding those wounds and traumas and re-script them and reprogramming them and release that so that it's not the child that is seeking love in all the wrong places anymore, because the child's needs are met. Those needs are fulfilled for nurturing or safety or whatever presents itself. And it clears it, you know, so that your true self, your higher self, is in charge. And, you know, like attracts like, the law of attraction, so to speak. So when you heal those wounds of the past, it attracts in healthier relationships. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And but the thing is my parents are still alive, and it's still current what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
You know, one of the things, I'm going to jump in real quick, Sandy, is that one of the benefits of creating relationships, whether they're with our parents or in a relationship with a loved one, a spouse, partner, whatever it may be, is it does allow us two things that I've found as a medical intuitive. It allows us to see our behavior and who we are through their eyes, and then it also allows us to see the mirror of what we came here to work on this lifetime, to different use that, use them as a mirror to see the things that we, you know, irritate us or the things that we don't like. It's a part of the differentiation process for you to recognize, while you are certainly gifted from your past, as Susan says, not only in, you know, past lives, but in this lifetime particularly, is that it's to help you differentiate. You're not your mom. You're not your dad. You have these memories. You have this behavior associated with it. But it truly is a gift from the standpoint of looking at them and recognizing one day, you know, I am not my mother. I am not my father. And then our loved one, basically the things that just bug the daylights out of me about my partner. And when I look at him as a mirror, it's like, well, Carol, look back. And then I see, oh, my gosh, he's reflecting my behavior. So that might be a perception also. Agree, Susan?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I was trained in Imago relationship therapy and in working with couples and relationships, and what you're saying is very, very true, because we often see the best and worst traits in our partners, and we're not really seeing them for who they really are. And so we're triggered by some of those wounds of the past, and as we become more conscious of where that's coming from, we can shift out of those automatic responses into more constructive responses. But the inner child work makes it easier. In other words, you're not as triggered when you're in the presence of your parents, because it's not the child that gets triggered anymore, mm-hmm. and your adult self is more present. So that's why the inner child work is so, so powerful.
Yeah. You know, Sandy, it's very interesting, sweetie. It doesn't make any difference whether we're 60 or 70 or 80. If our parents are still alive, we're still that little child that they're going to basically see us as and then create behavior around it. So I understand that. One of the things, sweet, I'm just going to jump in if I may have permission to touch you energetically.
Sure.
One of the things is part of the shoulder thing that I'm picking up with you in the neck is that you've been placed into a situation in a different phase and time dealing with your parents to where that old belief that keeps coming up, I keep feeling of you, is that you have to shoulder the burden of responsibility to do what is right. That mantra keeps coming up over and over again. And that's probably what's feeding a lot of that not good enough part. But part of what I pick up with your shoulders, your neck, and I find it start to migrate down into your lower back, that's literally from carrying that weight for a long time, honey, that sense of responsibility that you seem to just, I mean, you're very, you know, what a wonderful gift you are for doing that. But it's weighing you down, sweetie.
It certainly is.
And what it does is it puts you in protection. And then what that does is it changes the metabolism, the energetics of the body, and that old memory becomes heavier and heavier and heavier, doesn't it, Susan?
Yeah, it certainly does, and it manifests in the body through symptoms, emotional symptoms or physical symptoms, as these layers accumulate. And if, until they're processed through, you know, they're stored in the vault of the unconscious, and they come out indirectly, yeah, through physical symptoms.
Yeah. And one
well,
of the
how
things,
do,
yeah,
I deal with
sweet.
This?
Well, the first thing is that I'm going to jump in on my part, and then I'm going to pass you back over to Susan. That's the lucky part about having both of us on the phone. The first thing that you do is that you recognize that you are not the child as your parents see you. And that when they treat you that way, they're going to trigger emotional memories. Those emotional memories are chronic in your body, sweetie. When you have to go and you have to deal with them, I can guarantee up to 7 days before you do, you're going to start feeling tight in your muscles. You're going to start feeling like, oh, my God, do I really want to do this? And go on and on and on. And it just builds up that energetics, that fight, flight, freeze. The amygdala comes in and goes, OMG, 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 going on and on. And what you do is it sets up the perfect storm that it literally, you relive the very thing that you're fearing. And so if you can find a tool, that I'm going to pass you back over to Susan. We have a couple more minutes. I'm going to pass you back over. If you can find a tool, and Susan can help you with that, find a tool to be able to stop that cycle and shorten it, minimize the impact, then your relationship with your parents, but most important, with yourself, is going to change. Susan, can you, and one of the things Susan and I both know in this work is there are no quick fixes, sweetie. I would love to say that there were, but we have to do the work. So, Susan, anything you can throw Sandy that she could start working with?
Yes, in my book, in Chapter 4, What's Really Holding Me Back, as a list of limiting core beliefs and triggers that most of us are carrying. So that would be helpful to go through that to find out some of the limiting beliefs that are still holding you back in relationship to your parents. And then if you attend the webinar, I'm going to be teaching this method, the WE method, the bilateral brain reprocessing technique, that you can use to help yourself when you get triggered to bring down the anxiety, to help, you know, clear some of that unfinished business so you're not as reactive to what's going on in their presence. It's very difficult. I totally empathize with you when your parents are still caught in the same behaviors and, you know, you still are in relationship with them, and it's a challenge. But I think if you can do some of these other things, you know, to clear out some of the past issues that are triggering you, it'll make it easier to be more in the moment in your higher self when you're with them.
The other thing is
it's affecting my relationship with my husband. And
it does, sweetie.
Because we reenact it with our partner. The same patterns get reenacted in our partnership. So this will help with both. So hopefully you can attend the webinar and learn this process.
Yeah. And you know, Sandy, even if you can't, sweetie, because of the time, go ahead and sign up for it, get the early bird, and then you're going to get the recording of the webinar anyway as being a participant, sweetie. So if you can't, then you'll still get the benefit to being able to do this. And the one thing is that you're tapping in also to your spouse's approach of how he sees things that should be done. So you're tapping into his personality, you're tapping into his perceptions, and all of those may be different. So there's information that's coming up there as well. So again, and I do encourage all of you, we're getting down to the wire here, Susan, so I'm going to do a little more plug there, sweet. We are having this webinar August 20th. Go to Ritberger, RITBERGER.com. And then also you can sign up. And then I encourage you, if you choose not to do that, please do go purchase Susan's book, Soul Visioning. It is so valuable and so much information and so easy. Susan, golly, we run out of time all the time, sweetie. Thank you for joining me. Can't wait to do the webinar with you. All of you, thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. Light and love to you. And I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Have a good one.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Carol Ritberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.